What better way to get to know our guests here on the Taking Chances podcast than a round of snappy and energizing quick takes on what their take is on just about anything and everything. And before we get started, just a reminder to not miss out on hearing the main episode as well. So here we go.
So do you see AI as something that will ever have common sense?
Yes, common sense is uncommon because it requires you to be logical. Will it have emotional intelligence? Difficult to say. Will we achieve AGI very quickly? Not so quickly. But common sense, yes.
Your quick take on self-help books.
Yaar, na main likhunga, na main padunga.
Oh no. Okay.
It's just as simple as that. Sometimes you do need to reach out for help. And no, I don't believe in self-help books. I think they are multiple templates. You're better off just talking to somebody. Self-help books are just templates that make authors rich. My wife is a counselor and a mental health therapist. I still believe that people should reach out to people for help. So, God, I should say this on record. I think self-help books prey on the weak and the vulnerable.
So one fine morning when you wake up, Raj, I know you said life's going great. If you would hop onto your bike, where would you want to go and why?
I've not gone down South America. New cultures, new places. We try and not go back to the same place or places again because there's too much to see and there's just too many people to meet and there's just too many cultures to absorb and there's just too much food to eat.
What does authenticity mean for you?
To have a moral compass. As long as you have a moral compass, as long as you believe that everything is an equation, don't shaft your people, don't shaft your clients, don't shaft your customers, don't shaft your friends. I think that's what being authentic is. Good things happen to good people.
And you spoke about Marvel movies and other science fiction stuff. So which is your best science fiction movie and why?
There are too many, starting from the original Star Trek series and what it's sci-fi and fantasy. I love the fact creators are able to think of concepts where, whether it's Lord of the Rings, whether it's Star Trek, whether it is, of course, Lee Pace was badly cast in it, but I love Foundations. I love the book. The series is okay. The fact that they wrote the entire grammar and culture and all of that of the Klingons, of the Romulans, and they wrote and, you know, created the lexicology of High Valyrian in Game of Thrones, or they did the entire, Tolkien wrote the entire script from Middle Earth and all of that. So they're all good. Yeah, it takes you into such an imaginative world. It's fantasy and it's all of it. You look at Star Trek, it's amazing. Everything that was in Star Trek, everything that Asimov has written about is true today. I mean, we would have never thought we would have seen it in our lifetimes, right? It all exists, except meeting extraterrestrial life form, which also I think in our lifetime will happen.
So great, Raj. Thank you so much. That was really interesting and a lot of very good insight.
Hope you enjoyed the quick takes. See you soon with more conversations on our podcast, Taking Chances.